on down the line. And the list goes on.
Sup, Jimmy?
Can you hear me, Sean Russap?
Yeah, I can.
Good. We were having some technical difficulties. So I'm glad you were listening. Sure, you know the one thing we didn't talk about on the live show? We didn't talk about, you know, the biggest WrestleMania they've ever had.
Yeah.
Didn't talk about it at all. What'd you think?
It was very good. Night two was incredible. It was incredible. Night one set the stage. I kind of dig that WrestleMania can be almost an episodic thing.
Yeah.
Like where right. Night one can set the stage for night two is really, really cool, man. Like I enjoy that so much.
Yeah. I think night one was hampered by the cold because the crowd wasn't very energetic because of the cold, and night two it was a little bit better, but
they got to never do that again. They got to never do open air in the Northeast. It's stupid. It is so dumb to do that.
Maybe they've learned their lesson now. I don't know. I've said this before that I've always been a bigger fan of moments than matches, you know?
Sure.
So like I've always preferred, you know, like WrestleMania 24, Shawn Michaels, I'm sorry, I love you. I'll always remember that, but I sure as hell don't remember the main event of that show. Yeah. But I'll always remember that. Cody Roman, I will always remember the last 5 minutes of that match. It was unbelievable. And seeing the video clip of Samantha Irvin barely able to keep it together because of her emotion was great.
She was so emotional that I thought they switched out and they had Brandy do the announcing because she used to be a ring announcer.
Right.
I was like, is that Brandy like announcing in tears?
Right.
Which is cool. Yeah.
I thought it was excellent. And I love the Shield thing. Where, you know, Roman could have beaten Cody. He had the chair, could have beaten Cody, chose to go after Rollins instead. And that opened up Cody being able to get back on his feet.
I want to put over Phil Lindsay from Grapsody because he has been beating this drum about the depth of Seth Rollins' character for so long. And I had posted about it. It's like, it's a redemption story for him for all the terrible shit that he had done. This is a redemption story. He turned on Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. He sort of led Roman Reigns to be this ruler of an iron fist that doesn't trust anybody, even his own family. He attacked a vulnerability of Cody Rhodes and within kayfabe put him out for even longer as a result. And then what did he do? He sacrificed his title reign, Jimmy, to help out Cody Rhodes prepare for all this, took all that damage night one. Then he was quite literally Cody Rhodes' shield. I thought that was so cool.
I did too. I thought it was really good. And, you know, because I'm an older school guy, I remember all of the early WrestleManias. You know what I mean? Like I remember, of course, Hogan slamming Andre and Warrior Hogan and Rock Hogan and all those Austin Shawn Michaels. As you get into like WrestleMania's 20s and WrestleMania 30s, for me, they start to get kind of gray in my head a little bit. Sure. Because it's hard to remember, you know, what main event was that one? What main event was that one? I'm going to remember Mania 40 like that.
Yeah.
That to me, that it was unbelievable just how everything was set up. One thing I asked you about, and I know this is something you probably haven't been able to get an answer to, as cool as it was seeing Taker out there and the crowd went ballistic when the dog
I've tried
hit,
to find out about Austin. I've tried.
Right. Everybody wants to yet. Know. Everybody wants to know. I'm sure they tried to get him because that
I'm working on
perfect,
it.
Right. That would have been.
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm working on it. I'll see what I can find out. It's just there hasn't been a lot of discussion. I mean, I was asking as of that night too.
Yep.
Like I was doing my best, but.
Yep. Yep. But even with Taker, like as soon as the dong hit, that place went ballistic. You know what I mean? It was fantastic.
If you want people to go to ballistic when your dong hits, no, I ain't running an ad here, but
no, it was really good. And tell me what you thought of this. So, the Mania after Raw, I thought it was also really good from a newsworthy perspective because you had Rock and you had Cena and you had Ilya Dragunov and you had Roxanne Perez and Jade Cargill had a match. Not a lot of in ring time wise, but it was a very newsworthy show. But what did you think of the numbers? Like in this era of cord cutting?
I'll be honest. Up until that this week's show, if you would have asked me what WWE's numbers were, I wouldn't have been able to tell you for eight. I just don't give a shit, usually. It's not something that I have to heavily report on in that sense.
Yeah.
I know what AEWs are because people, you know, beat off to them every friggin' Thursday about how good or bad or whatever they are. But
is that what they do on Thursday?
That's exactly what they do.
What they
sit around and they beat off good, bad, or indifferent. But anyway, I mean, they're incredible numbers. They're incredible numbers. That's when I care about the numbers. When they're so bad that they could lead to a company unfortunately going away, or they're so good that it means incredible things, that's when I give a shit. And I mean, that's unbelievable. And they deserve it based on the content that they've produced and the way they push things. And I had somebody about that new era piece we wrote on Fightful Select. They were saying, like, okay, a lot of the fondest memories are Attitude Era, early 90s, mid 80s, baby face territory era. Like when the faces were prevalent there, the Hogans, the Warriors, the Stone Colds, etc. And that's what we're back to right now.
It's really amazing. I mean, the Key Demo was their best in almost 5 years. Almost 5 years. It's unbelievable. And they had the NCAA men's basketball final that night too.
Yeah.
Which did like 14 million viewers. Like, it's unbelievable.
Got stomped by the women's too. Do you see that?
Yes, it did.
Caitlin Clark. I have been a loyal Indiana Fever fan since about February when she announced that she was entering the WNBA draft. I finally have an excuse to cheer for a somewhat local basketball team, Jimmy. Let's go Indiana Fever. They did like almost 19 million viewers.
Yes, they did.
Good for them. Yep. Women's college basketball has killed it this year. Star power and great promotion. And it's so funny. I used to see all those comments on social media on like the ESPN, Instagram. They're like, oh, y'all are pushing this down our throat. No, 18.9 million for people showed up to watch that.
For sure.
Incredible. And
there's an NHL player named Bobby Ryan who got a lot of heat, on former NHL player that got a lot of heat on Twitter because he kind of shit on women's sports.
Oh, brother.
And he said, like, you know, name the stars. And then the numbers came out for that final, like you said, almost 19 million people, and shut him up pretty good. Yeah, they did really well. I honestly never thought, because look, I do follow the ratings, obviously, because that's a gauge of business, right? And whatever AEW gets on their next contract, the ratings are a big reason why. So I do follow them. I honestly didn't know if in this era, with everybody getting off cable, if we would see 3 million people for a quarter of Raw, like ever again. And they did it for the third quarter with Cody and Rock. I never thought they'd hit those numbers again. So it's pretty
well. Jimmy, there are a couple of women's athletes I'm not too thrilled with right now.
Oh, yeah?
Where are we going? Off the apron. Yeah.
I manage Shaza McKenzie, who is now a good friend of mine. She asked me to.
You made up.
She gained respect for me. I gained respect for her. And we're trying to make it work as friends. And I manage her at Monster Factory, which was on my very private wrestling bucket list that I'm keeping right now. I wanted to work with Monster Factory. Danny Kaye just taught me an awful lot about wrestling in general. And Shaza was booked against their prized possession, Notorious Mimi. And as you see there, I was doing my best to distract Mimi. I put Shaza's foot on the ropes, saved her from losing the match. I gave her this great pep talk, Jimmy.
You did.
I said, it doesn't matter that she's younger than you and more talented than you and bigger, stronger, and faster than you. And is a reality TV star and has already been signed by WWE. You've got the experience, Shaza. And look, you all are here in the same exact place. And she looked at me and she said, this isn't helping. I'm grateful, but I'll show you what I did to help her. Look, I thought about helping her with this suicide dive, and then I did help.
The outside, Mimi though taking off and Tope Suicida through the ropes to the outside, but Sean Ross Sapp letting discretion be the better part of valor and moving out of the way.
Mimi's flying like only pro wrestling's number one angel can do, Ferran.
Now the reason that Sapp is in the corner of Shaza McKenzie, they had a match a while back and
Come on! What are you doing, Sean? Holding his arms behind him with a face that says, I didn't do it, he did it, we saw it, but the ref didn't.
Looks like I did my job, Jimmy!
I can't believe that you got physical confrontation with a woman, Sean.
What, are you not for equality, Jimmy?
What was that?
What's wrong? You don't like women? You're not for equality?
Oh, okay. That's
what it is, huh?
That's what it is. Okay. This,
I'm going to, you know, just copy what everybody says about you on Twitter. This libertarian Jimmy over here.
Yeah, that's me.
This
yeah.
old man, libertarian Jimmy over here doesn't believe that women can defend themselves.
Right, right. When they're facing a wall. When they're facing a wall.
And next, you're going to say that I shouldn't, you know, come face to face with a little person and try to attack them.
Were you the one that got attacked in the Battle Royal? Technically?
Subjective.
I suppose.
That's subjective. Suppose.
So where is this partnership with Shaza going to lead? Like, are you guys...
To the top! To the top, Jimmy!
Good for you. Good for you, Sean.
I'm going to get her signed by somebody.
Really? Do you think...
Specifically, I'm going to get her signed by Fightful. And the reason for that is she's not allowed to be signed by Fightful because of her visa status. And if she does, she's getting deported.
You know what would be cool? It'd be cool if you both got signed by WWE and you could be the sensational Queen Shawnee.
That's one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever heard in my life. That's one of the dumbest things I've heard. But yeah,
they can put you in a throne with a play here. I like it.
My long-term play for her is she's not allowed to be signed by Fightful because, again, visa issues.
Uh-huh.
If I can trick her into getting employed by Fightful, she will then be deported back to Australia.
I see. This is your whole plan.
As a friend, strictly as a friend, I'm doing this for her.
How are relations with Australia and Canada? Because technically Fightful has Canadian headquarters.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I tried to get an Australia chant going and they just chanted USA. So
you actually tried to
it's not that great here.
You tried to get the word Australia going in a chant?
Australia. Australia. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a ring to it.
In New Jersey. I sure did.
Wow. Sure and that did. Didn't work. You're kidding.
You would think that there would be more of an Australian contingent or at least a support there, right? Like,
oh yeah, there's a big Aussie center in Hoboken.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work. Don't know how I feel about that. Either way, I am wrestling in a week and a half in Jeffersonville, Indiana, April 21st for Pawcade. I am in their Battle Royal. I don't know if it's a Battle Royal or a Rumble. Not like I need to know. I'm going to win it anyway. That's a goal.
Who's in it? Anybody of note?
Me. That's for sure. I know Cole Radrick is on the show. He's very, very good. I think Billy Starks might be on the show as well. But Alexis Littlefoot, good friend of mine here from Lexington, is also on the show, which I'm very excited for. I've never worked with her. She went and had dinner with myself and my wife recently. That's great. She said that she would have thrown me off of Lincoln Financial Field for a piece of the blueberry cheesecake that they served.
Was that good?
Allegedly. I don't know. It looked good, though. That much I'll tell you.
Hmm.
But yeah, we got a lot of stuff. They're promoting the worst match ever, which actually isn't going to be a match that I'm doing. So, yeah.
Okay. I could have gone somewhere else, but I won't. And what is the worst match ever?
You know, I should probably check on that. Listen, I'm booked. That's what matters. That's what matters. But it benefits the Humane Society of Washington. Every appearance that I do for pro wrestling, I'm not getting paid for. I just want to make that clear. What we are doing is trying to raise some money for some very good causes. That's the only reason I want to do this. Have a little bit of fun with my friends. Do this while I'm still physically able. Why are people asking me if I would do a mixed tag match? I am Shaza's manager. I'm Shaza's manager. Go. All I'm focused on right now is getting a W, right? Like, I love raising money for good causes. I just want a W. You know how long it's been since I've won a wrestling match, Jimmy?
I'm sure it's been a little while. And knowing Sean Ross up, so you're her manager. So I'm sure you're taking, what, a solid 45%?
Well, I mean, there's taxes and stuff.
Right, right.
Just because I'm not getting paid for myself doesn't mean I'm not getting paid off of what she does.
Have you ever seen Rocky One?
Yeah, I've seen what am I fucking CM Punk? Yeah, of course I've seen Rocky.
Do you remember the beginning of Rocky One when like Rocky wins a fight and he's like, hey, okay, so you won $150, but you had to pay for towel and you had to pay for the shower and you had to pay for whatever $27. That's Sean Ross sat with Shaza McKenzie after her match.
Oh, I definitely wrestle at a loss personally, for sure. Like I definitely do that. Like I'm traveling there myself. If I got to stay there, I'm staying there myself, all that. For Chicago, I flew in and out the same day. Thank God for Planet Fitness and me having a card there and being able to shower after my match, because there was nowhere to shower either.
Hygiene's important.
I have not won a wrestling match, I think, since 2015, Jimmy.
Really?
Yeah. At least, that anybody knows about. Maybe one under a mask.
You've mentioned. Maybe you're due.
I hope I'm due, because right now it ain't looking too good. Right now it ain't doing so well. And but
you know what? Keep training, Sean Ross Sapp. Keep training. Keep your head up.
I'm doing my best. Training seems like a lot of work, though. Jimmy, it's been a good show. It's been a fun time. It's been a pleasure.
Talked about nothing.
We got the YouTube shit figured out. The episode's up there now if you guys want to check it out.
Somebody named Ryan Lambert said SRS and Shaw's against Cardona and Stephanie Lynn. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like one I could win for sure. Yeah, let me do that one. That sounds like a way for me to not get hurt, to win a match, and to give those people some clout. That's what Matt Cardona loves. He loves the Sean Ross Sapp clout. He did that thing where he goes, pay people for their interviews at WrestleCon. And so what I did the next night at Squared Circle Expo is I wore a shirt with a collage of all the times he's asked to be interviewed by us.
Oh, did you?
In person. I certainly did. Yes.
All you got to do, Sean Ross Sapp, if that match were to happen, bring a Randy Savage LJN in there and Cardona will lay down for you.
Yeah, I thought about bringing a 1-2-3 kid Hasbro green card, mint on card, and threatening to open it in front of him. But then he lets him breathe, man. So
yeah, but he knows what's of value. He's not dumb.
Also, no, he's not. He's not dumb.
All right, thank you for your time, Sean.
Thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.